Anele
and the Club.
Yeah.
On 947 every weekday,
6 to 9 a.m.
I wonder if you'll indulge me.
Yes.
I'd like to be a little nosy at this moment. I'm a little nosy at the moment.
Regarding?
Everyone and their mama and their goldfish live in an area where there is a WhatsApp communal group.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it could be your estate where, say, there's about 50 houses and all of you are there so that you guys can communicate. It could be your zoned-off neighborhood. It could be your area. I mean, I know Linden's got a WhatsApp group.
There's a lot of them. What would you like a little WhatsApp group about?
There's categories. This is wonderful. I would like for everyone right now.
Right.
Can you please forward me the last voice note to be posted on your WhatsApp group?
Any WhatsApp group, neighborhoodie vibe.
Any neighborhoodie
complex.
Vibe. Complex, estate, boomed off area,
right.
Neighborhood, anything. If you guys have a neighborhood, there's always a voice note flying around once or twice a day. I'd like the most recent one.
The very last one you've received.
The most. Ask me why I want it.
Why would you want it?
Because I'm a little nosy at the moment. I just want to know what's happening in the neighborhoods of Johannesburg.
Right.
And that is the quickest way. In fact, if you guys could just do this for me weekly, just once a week, you just send me what's happening in your neighborhoods, you would really make my life a little bit better.
You know what's beautiful about it? It's probably not the most important thing happening in that neighborhood. It's the thing that people are talking about.
Exactly. Is there an avocado tree that everyone is into?
Yeah.
The jacarandas are here. And there's always one lady, her name is usually Gertrude, who is always posting on the group. Send me Gertrude's messages.
Hi guys, it's spring and I've been working in my garden, so I have some left over. Does anyone want them?
I've got extra, strawberries from, I came from Limpopo and I got strawberries. Who would like some strawberries? All of this stuff. You think it's useless. To me, gold.
You want to know where to move in Dover, don't you? You want to know where your next place is going to be.
Every estate agent is like, yes, Anele, this is the research we have been dying for. We are listening closely, madam. We are listening closely. Send your WhatsApp voice note over to our WhatsApp line, 084-00-00947. Do you remember that if you haven't sent us a WhatsApp in a while, there is a two-step verification thingy there.
You just have to do it once.
It's just so we know. Just do it once. Once you do it once, then forever and ever, amen.
Yes.
We will be linked at the hip through our WhatsApp lines.
Send it now.
Send it right now. I'm nosy.
The most fun way to wake up in Joburg.
Anele and the Club.
On 947.
We are also being nosy at this moment. We want to know, what is the last voice note that got sent in your neighborhood WhatsApp group? Apparently the rules are strict for these WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, we've got a little neighborhood security group. I bowed out of a few of the groups.
And your wife stays on.
She's
on,
yeah.
Because she loves that stuff.
She loves that stuff.
I love her for loving that stuff.
So, but the one that I stayed on, the security one, you can't reply. They just send it through and then there's no communication. That's why I stayed there.
Yeah.
Just one-way communication. I'm very happy with that. It's like TV. I don't want to talk back.
The school groups are like that.
Oh.
Where the parents can't reply, and thank God for that. All you do is get the information and then that is it. But it doesn't matter.
And if you step wrong on the group,
you get kicked
out. Yeah, they'll kick you out very
quickly.
Cindy
was saying they kicked off a granny from a Linden group. Come on, guys, a granny. She just wants a little bit of human interaction. This is silly. You don't have to be so strict. Any case, we ask you to send us a voice note. Just forward it to us. The last voice note that got posted on your neighborhood group.
Okay, shall we listen?
Let's have a listen.
There is an accident here in front of Safari. So may you come and assist. Please, just here around Safari.
A team breaking now in Danube. To blow our black tops and one of our white shorts. They ran out of Danube. We couldn't see them after that.
If your municipality can turn off your electricity or geyser, it's called a ripple relay. But if you tamper with that ripple relay, you get a 5,000 rand fine.
Neighbours, it looks like there's a fire building up here at the back. I'm at number 12 in the green zone in the marsh. I think the grass is a bit dry. So everyone, number 12 and 10 and number 12 and 14 and 16 and number 8, number 12 and 10 and let's have a look out. I don't know if we're going to need a fire truck. Just a heads up.
He is very calm for a fire.
I was about to say.
Like her neighbors.
I was waiting for him to get to the point where he goes, can we all come out and assist with the firefighting?
Because he sounds like that guy.
He wants to ask, but he's not going to,
you know. He sounds like he is the guy that is ready to fight anything. But he also sounds like the one who's like, are we going to whip out some marshmallows and have a braai?
The most fun way to wake up in Joburg.
Anele and the club.
On 947.
Anele is being nosy today. She wants to know voice notes from your WhatsApp groups, whatever group it is.
That's how I woke up. I woke up like the Undertaker in the coffin. Like I was lying and then I just
like a vampire.
Up. And I said, ooh, I want to know what's happening in the voice notes of Johannesburg. What are the neighborhoods talking about?
The water truck was here this morning on our corner. I spoke to the security here by the booms now. Apparently, they said to the security, they must open this because it's building up pressure there at the top there from New Art side or something.
Where is this? I want to know.
It's in Beverly, my neighborhood. We never have water.
And there's a water truck on the corner.
I wish there was a water truck on the corner. That's half our problems. Send the water truck to our side, please.
Hi, Chris. They're there for my windscreen. I'm on my way home now. It's my insurance company. They're coming to replace my windscreen. Sorry, they're very early.
Oh, this happens all the time, hey? Guys, there's a vehicle outside the gate of the complex for safety reasons. Is anyone expecting something?
Do you know what must be funny? The guy who sent that voice note, the guy in the voice note, is like driving to work and is listening to himself. He's like, hey! That's me! That is me!
Just to let you know that on Jerome's birthday, he did a fundraiser on Facebook and raised 2,000 Rand. So I thought it would be lovely for Jerome to nominate somebody in the community who could benefit for that money.
I want to live in that community.
What community is this?
That voice note sounds like freshly baked cupcakes.
That's so posh.
They are making lasagnas for each other. You can hear it.
Yeah, you can.
You can hear it.
Raising money.
Where's that from, guys? Please let us know. Which neighborhood is that? I want to move there.
The guy who was asking people to untie him was my brother. So the guys, when they got here to rob the house, they tied him. So he managed to hop outside to go find help. So hence he was tied up and asking people to untie him so that he can find help.
Wow. That's intense.
Look, it started kinky, and then I was like, no, this is serious.
This is going somewhere else.
If you're wondering what's going on, you just tuned in. We've asked you to please forward us the last voice note that was sent in your neighborhood WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Right? Your state, your complex, you know, your neighborhood. And so this is, sure, we are knee deep in your lives.
Guys, tomorrow we're putting a strictly formal. Né? Please don't put your casual. Put formal. The dress code for tomorrow is formal, please.
Party time. Where's that party happening?
Huh? I have never had a party with my neighbors. Have you? Strictly formal?
No, I mean, I don't know what the party is about.
But you live in a cul-de-sac, so you guys do have those soirees of yours.
Yes, I stopped outside my place on Sunday, yeah. And Cam was with a little, you know, like a tinfoil.
Yes.
He's just come back from his sister's house or whatever. And he's like, my bro, you got to taste this, you know.
And open then there the you guys. Foil.
Yeah, there we are sharing little snacks.
What's the last voice note in your community, voice note group there?
It would have been from my wife.
Oh.
I took the house keys and the gate keys with me. So when the Checker 6060 arrived yesterday, there was no one to.
So she had to ask somebody in the group.
To please just
can
open
somebody,
the gate.
Somebody open.
Because she can't get out the house. I locked her in.
Sure, guys. I am like living vicariously through other people out here.